You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
How much time till we're on?
Ron.
What?
We're on the air right now.
Oh. I'm ready. Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy. Here's what's going on in your world tonight.
The new refined seven-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. If you like Kia
Colada. How good's this song? Was it stuck in your head last night on the way home?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, it will be tonight.
I did have a pina colada last night.
Oh, you did not? You wouldn't have. Did you mix yourself a pina colada?
Did in the Thermomix.
In the Thermomix? Isn't that something you buy when you've got too much money? Eh? In fact, welcome to Sports Day, Thursday night edition. Scotty Sattler, the pina colada. Drinker. Jason Matthews here as well. Big show coming up tonight. Boy, what a show, Scott Sattler, we have on our hands tonight. Hello to our listeners through the Super Radio Network. Those listening through 1170 SEN in Sydney, 693 AM, SENQ in Brizzy, SEN Track, SEN Fanatic, all those listening through the SEN app. And g'day to all our listeners in New Zealand. How are you feeling? How are you feeling listening through SENZ tonight?
You know, are you trying to rub it in or not?
No, they thought they had it in the bag.
Well, I've got to say, as an Aussie fan, I thought New Zealand had it in the bag as well.
Oh, what's this thing sitting here on my button bar?
First game of the Chapel. Hadley comes down to this. The last ball. Four runs needed. Tim Southee up against Tim David. Right hand quick against right hand batsman. David hits powerfully to the onside. Into a gap, a deep pocket. He's won the game. Tim David. Brilliant. Brilliant cameo at the end.
Hard take.
Outstanding game of cricket.
Oh, it was great. It's just, as I was saying to you off air, outside of playing, you know, one of those major nations like India,
yeah,
which always draws attention, Australia and New Zealand, doesn't matter what sport we play New Zealand in and vice versa, it's always such a great contest.
Mate, they rise for game. I heard Chris Harris talking to Patton Hills today. And Hills goes, how is it that when even we played you guys, you used to rise for the occasion, you'd beat us, and all of a sudden you'd go and play someone like Bangladesh and you get whipped. Yeah, and they go, we'd been exhausted after playing Australia because we were ready for it.
The come down factor. You know what? Yeah, Tim Southee, for the listeners out there that didn't watch the first T20 last night, a great finish in Australia, a great victory. He took the last ball by Tim David to hit a four to win by 6 wickets. But in saying that, being that bowler that's got to bowl that clutch over, Tim Southee, that last ball. Now, he's a seasoned veteran. He's one of the best bowlers that has been in the world for many years. And it's a clutch moment, isn't it? It's a nerve-wracking moment if you're that guy that's got to kick the goal after full time, or the guy that's got to kick the field goal in golden point, or the guy that's got to bowl the last over in a T20 or a 50-over match. It was great. It was a great spectacle.
Oh,
it was
Tim David was outstanding.
He's got a terrible
gold chain
around his neck.
He's obviously a special at Prouds or something. And
it looks like a market job. You know, you've gone to a market in Thailand or something.
You've bought
17 gold necklaces and you just hand them out to your teammates or family members.
It was noticed when they played the Brisbane Heat at the Gabba and all of the Hobart Hurricanes players had all these gold chains. I don't know if they're doing it as a joke or what, but yeah, it's not a good look. And you're on a squillion bucks, Tim David. Come on.
Exactly.
Settle down a bit. Come on.
So Mitch Marsh, 72 off 44.
Yeah, mate. Unbelievable.
Yeah, amazing.
Can't wait. Game
so
three.
So Tim David, 31 off 10. So his strike rate last night was, what, 310? 10, yeah. Outstanding.
Yeah, just a great game. And what, you know what? The Kiwis, right to the end. It was such – I just don't – and I said it last night, and you started rubbish me going, yeah, football time, blah, blah, blah. But I wouldn't – I'm in favour of Australia playing – and I back Ian Healy up on this – Australia playing New Zealand every February.
Oh, I've just got to throw Ian Healy there so it makes comment a lot much stronger.
No. I didn't want to steal Ian's idea.
Oh, so you actually...
I don't want it to come because if he's listening, you'll go, he stole my idea. No, I just want to...
You didn't say it was his idea last night.
Yes, I did, actually. Go back to the tape, jerk. No. I did.
It was your idea.
Okay. Listen, it's going to be a big show. I have promised this. I've talked it up. We want to be involved. 0457 736 736 if you're in Australia. 8833 New Zealand listeners. Seriously, how are you feeling today? It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. I mean,
would you rather get beaten?
Oh,
would you rather
question.
Get beaten in the 17th or 18th over where it's just a resounding victory, or is it harder when it's the last ball, last few balls?
No, if it comes down to the last ball, I'd be happy. I'd be happier with that than getting flogged.
Yeah, it means you've dug in, haven't you?
I mean, the ball could have been fielded, but we don't want to go. We're watching the replay.
Yeah, it was poor fielding, I've got to say.
Yeah. Oh, don't kick our poor Kiwi.
Well, he dived over the ball instead of putting his body behind the ball.
I know.
Yeah.
Lazy. No, it wasn't, by the way. It was a good effort. That ball was flying. New Zealanders, how are you feeling today? We'd love to hear from you. You'll get your revenge on the Dolphins this weekend when the Warriors play them in a trial. And if you want to give us a call, 1300 01 1170. Text already from Steve from Dubbo.
Well, he's always got great motivation to take us into the last shift of each week. Each week he says it's been a good week, fellas. Let's keep it simple. Bring it home.
Yeah, what else does he say?
That's your last night. Last night's last laugh was really, really good. He said it was outstanding.
No,
so give it a rest tonight. We all know you can't go back to back.
Yep. Good call. 097 says Tim David seems up himself.
Well, the necklace like that, you would think he was up himself, but apparently he's not.
Wouldn't it be nice to see him show a little emotion? Oh, well, everyone
celebrates differently.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was the Bison not happy with the victory? He nearly crushed Tim David last night. How big is Mitch Marsh? Like he's got arms like trunks.
There you go, David from Old Toon Gabby. Is there an older than you Toon Gabby, Dave? I didn't realise that. Well, you and Sats, spot on, Sats. Tim David bought the gold chains in a market in India. He bought one for every one of his Hurricanes teammates.
There you go.
Great stuff, Dave.
Great stuff. I was wondering why they were all wearing them.
Yep.
We thought there was a sale on at a jewellery store in Hobart over Christmas.
Yep.
There you go. Briggsy, why do you keep doing this? 979. Anyone who says hook and tease and the biz is a flog. Now,
you actually haven't said it tonight.
Not yet, but I'm going to. So let's continue with the hook and tease. Titans back rower Bo Furmore joining us on the show. Lots of questions for Bo.
Yep.
Bloody terrific to see him back, isn't it?
He's 12 months really to the week where he, going into the first trial, he did his ACL last year at training and missed the whole year. So he's been able to sit back and observe the game a little bit more. Had a child recently, last week or so, I think.
Yep. Yeah. Well, we'll get to the bottom of that.
Yep.
As you know, his wife used to teach my daughter.
Yep.
He would be the second most famous rugby league player from Dolby behind
Carl Webb,
number one.
Yep.
Who sadly is not with us. He'd be two. I can't think of any other football players from Dolby.
Mm.
Can you?
No. Our listeners will tell us.
Yeah. 0457 736 736. I can tell you right now, if this bloke's listening, there'll be steam coming out of his ears.
I'm expecting a noise to come out of my phone.
Absolutely.
<soon.
laughs> Or he rings up and goes, Jason, I'm not putting the sash on a horse, all right, at the Dolby Cup. By the way, Titans takeover, our SEN listeners get an exclusive offer. I went to the Titans website to check it out earlier, and it's right dead smack on the front page, right in the middle, today only. And this is good gear. Score a Queenslander Titans membership for just $59. Now, what's your $59 get you? Have a listen. Titans take on the Dolphins, Cowboys and Broncos at Seabus Super Stadium. this year for less than $20 a game. Now, they're premium tickets, particularly the Broncos one.
Mm-hmm.
That sells out really quickly, that Broncos game.
You can see this year's Dally M medal winner and Tom Dearden for the Cowboys.
Is that who's going to win it this year?
Back-to-back point scoring record holder as well in Jermaine Asako.
Listen, aren't you a Dally M judge?
Yep.
So you're calling it early.
Probably shouldn't be saying that.
Oh, live. I'm just... Again, gamble responsibly, yeah. But you've just heard what one of the judges has said, Tom Dearden. Mm. Plus, if you join today, you go into the running to win two tickets to State of Origin at Suncorp. Now, that's game three. So if you do win those tickets, you understand the Blues will be up 2-0 in State of Origin at Suncorp. So it'd be a dead rubber, but still a wonderful experience.
Still a big crowd turns out.
That's right. So you're not fighting.
If it's a dead rubber in New South Wales, it's a half full stadium.
Oh, shut up, Sats. That's not true.
It is true.
It is not.
So do with that as you wish.
Do with that as you wish?
Yeah.
Is that all you got? Get behind your team on the Gold Coast and feel the energy this season as a Titans member. We hope it's 1-1 going into game three and the Blues win game three at Suncorp. As I said, Bo Furmore joining us on the show. Sharks winner Ronaldo Mulitalo will be joining us shortly.
Very good player. He's. I remember watching his debut, Ronaldo, and it wasn't a great first couple of games in first grade. He made a couple of errors, and it's purely through inexperience and mostly nerves. But I've got to say, he's become one of the real premier wingers of the competition, the way that he finishes. Both he and young Katoa, the two wingers for Cronulla, are outstanding wingers. And he's a good chap because he's involved in a lot of really good causes as well, some great charities. He's a good lad, really good lad.
I want to – I don't believe this first thing that Daddy has thrown on the run sheet tonight.
Oh, is this – because tonight we're doing things that make
is it – mate, this could be things that make you go –
this covers a few bases.
This could be...
What?
It could be...
Come on, that's ridiculous.
And it could be...
Are you serious?
Now, can I just say, if this is true...
I'm done.
I'm possibly handing in my South Sydney membership.
Me too. Even though I haven't got my pack
and
yet.
My father's life membership.
That's a big call.
Yep.
He'd be turning in his grave if this is true.
Well,
so
he got cremated, so okay. Thanks for bringing that up.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. It's nearly a year, actually.
Why am I laughing?
Yeah, exactly. There we go, Lou.
Oh, Lou.
She
don't
said
be
Andrew McCulloch is from Dalby. There you go. That's the one we're alluding to, Andrew McCulloch. He's a jerk. He's not really. He's a good fella.
Is he? He wouldn't fill in the other night because he's going to Blink 182.
I didn't realise Blink 182 are still a band.
Is it 182 or 182?
182. He's got a hair like his hairstyle's like Fuzzy the Bear off the Muppets. But I didn't realise Blink 182 was still a band.
He would have been the only one at the concert the other night sitting down. Like everyone's up dancing and he would have been harmed.
Okay, so let's. If you haven't heard this news, is this being
it's
alleged
rubbish.
Or not?
It's well, we'll say alleged because I think Daddy's making it up.
Do you think he's just trying to
name your source, Daddy?
Oh no, Michael Shamus.
Shamus,
the journo. Good fella, Michael Shamus.
Okay, yeah. So might have some...
G'day to Mickey. He listens to the show, actually.
Okay.
He's probably got a booster seat in the front seat while he's driving the car at the moment. But
geez, you're taking everyone down today, aren't you? All right, say it. Because I'm not.
South Sydney officials have granted their players permission to visit Disneyland. That's good on them because they've got a long... It's 10 days till the game, so... They should be allowed to go on.
That's a long way from Anaheim's. A long way from San Diego.
Yeah, but I mean, they got some have got their families over there, the kids.
Oh yeah, nice.
So go
yeah.
to Disneyland. 10 days out from a game.
Okay,
it's fair. So they've allowed their players to visit Disneyland on their day off. If they adhere to one condition.
No Tinder.
They have to hire a mobility scooter. Come on!
I don't believe it.
Is this the performance staff? What's going to happen if they walk too far and go on rides? So they've done the numbers. Apparently, someone like Damien Cook, who's going to go there with his family, will get up to 20,000 steps in one day.
Well, he's got little legs.
Little bow legs.
That's right.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Yeah, I know. I've heard.
If Disneyland was in sand, he'd get around it quicker. But 20,000 steps, which mean that's actually good for you. Walking is great for you. He'd be able to work off some of the excess food they've been eating while they're over there.
Could you imagine how hot Cam Murray would look with Mickey Mouse ears on?
Hot for you.
I reckon Minnie.
Now, there's only one person that deserves a mobility scooper, and that's Reggie the Rabbit.
Yeah.
Because he'd be doing 40,000 steps.
And he's old.
But is this one of the most, if this is true, this is one of the most ridiculous things I've heard.
But could you imagine?
Can you think of anything, other ridiculous things that have happened in sport?
Sports. What was that?
Cam Murray, that was Cam Smith's bobblehead just fell off my computer.
Such a big head, that one. Mate, listen, it can't be true. I mean, imagine if you turn up and you are a 70-something-year-old or 80-year-old and you need a mobility.
I'll give you another ridiculous one.
What?
David Kidwell did his ACL because he tripped over I think it was a toy or a ladder at his son or his daughter's 2-year-old or 1-year-old birthday party. Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, but let's go back to this Disneyland. Imagine if you actually need a mobility scooter and you go, I'm sorry.
The South Sydney Rabbitohs have got
They've got them all. The
and,
who?
And the person, the American goes, is that like a hockey team? No, they're the team that's playing in Vegas.
Oh, they mascots, rabbits.
No, they're a rugby league team. A rugby team.
Did you say
rugby league
team?
Yep.
Oh, now it makes sense.
It's a 1-hour drive from San Diego to Anaheim, you idiot, Lou said. So that's not far.
Mm.
That's all right.
It's just, it can't be true.
Mm.
Seriously. What do you think? A player's soft. Mate, if I'm a player and I'm going to Disneyland with my family, so my misso and kids are going to walk around while I'm on a mobility scooter. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Sports science, get lost.
Can you?
Just sports science here. Like, just shut up.
Let the players have fun.
Yeah, let them walk.
Yep.
Unbelievable. Mm. We talked about the T20. Oh, what about this? What about this one? This is now Daddy Vass's great idea tonight, and I love it. Actually, by the way, I want to get Daddy Vass in later on.
Yep.
He's having a crazy Saturday night this Saturday night with his misso.
Yeah.
And it involves picking his, what is it, draft team or something?
He's a super coach or whatever it is.
Yeah.
One of these things.
I'm going to pick his brain about it because it's all he's talked about all week.
Okay, yep.
And it's just, I don't get it. I just don't get it. Triple H was in the SEN studios this morning.
Hunter Hurst Hemsley.
Yep. So Triple H is a wrestler, right?
He's regarded as one of the greatest professional wrestlers of all time.
Okay. Great. Yep. Well, I'm an adult, so I've never seen it, right? But yep. WWE Elimination Chamber at Optus Stadium on Saturday night. This is in Perth. So tonight, we want your wrestling name.
Oh.
Right. Now, the best way to make this up, it's an oldie but a goodie, Sats.
Yeah.
We want your first street name.
What if you can't remember it?
Well, just give us a second then. It doesn't matter. We're not auditing you.
Okay.
So it's your first street name followed by your first pet name.
Okay.
For example, Daddy Vass's Petunia Patch.
Okay. You keep talking because I just got to find mine.
I had yours there earlier.
No, it's not using that.
Mine is Aubrey Cuddles.
Aubrey Cuddles.
So we want your wrestling name tonight. First street followed by first pet's name. What was your pet's name?
First pet?
Yeah.
Bozo.
Bozo. As in the great Bobby Fulton?
No.
Oh.
No. Bozo. And first street name that I can remember was at Bribie Island. We've got some listeners from Bribie Island.
Yep.
Sylvan.
Sylvan Bozo.
Yeah.
That's a good name for wrestling.
I don't mind that name, actually. I don't mind it full stop.
Right, yeah. We need more. 0457 736 736 or 8833 if you're in New Zealand. Got to go to a break, but before we do, Bulldogs have announced Stephen Crichton as their skipper. Bulldog supporters, what do you think? 0457 736 736. This is Sports Day.
The new refined 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer.
This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. We're back.
The new refined 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Welcome back to the show. Great to have you on board tonight. A Thursday night edition of Sports Day. Gee, Sats, two more weeks.
What's two more weeks?
And then we've got NRL.
It's crazy. It's nuts. How good is it? Well, it's not even that. It's a week and a bit.
Mm.
Sunday week. Cannot wait. Well, we've got the club challenge this Sunday morning, World Club Challenge and some
more. I'm actually really looking forward to that.
And some great trials. I just saw a text from one of our listeners saying that they may be moving Friday's trials.
There's two games at Belmore.
Yes, that's
right. Bunnies, Roosters, Sharks, Bulldogs.
Yeah, the Bunnies, Roosters, 5 p.m., Sharks, Bulldogs, 7 p.m.
Yep.
And they might be moved to Sunday. Do we know why?
It's got his severe storms.
Right.
Apparently severe storms.
Okay.
Yep.
Rightio. Rita the Meat Eater's been on the text. And she says, from New Zealand, my wrestling name would be, what is it, Sats? Go ahead.
I didn't see it.
It's up the top.
Oh, okay. My wrestling name would be, oh.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Mm.
And I don't want to give it any disrespect.
And also, we don't know whether she's setting us up.
Yes.
Yeah. We don't.
Now,
Rita the Meat Eater, the Man Eater, can you text us back in phonetically how that would sound?
Yes.
Like you see,
yes.
Fakatane is spelt WH, for example.
Correct.
A lot of people that don't know how to pronounce Fakatane.
Yeah. Yep.
They would, yeah. So
it's like Phuket.
Yes.
It's not Phuket.
Or it. Yeah. Exactly.
I opened up can of worms there, didn't I? Yeah.
I do want to know, Rita the Man Eater, how that would be phonetically pronounced.
Crime scene. I'm not using this as a method to find my adult industry name. It's just a bit of fun, mate. You don't have to get involved. But that would be my adult entertainment name as well. Aubrey Cuddles. I mean, who wouldn't want to make a movie with Aubrey Cuddles?
Yeah, I know.
What else you got?
Berkeley Eagle says his name would be Kingston King. That's not too bad. I don't mind that. And also wrestling name, True Budster says, this is dead set true. His wrestling name would be Bogan Bruno.
Bogan? Nah, you wouldn't live in, what, Bogan Road or?
Bogan? Maybe Bogan Road.
Yeah, but that'd be B-O-G-O-N.
Don't know. Budster, tell us more. Kenny and Mermaid says Lavinia Iggy. That sounds like a porn name.
Adult entertainment name.
Yeah.
There are kids in cars. Come on, guys.
Emerald Maverick, Richie. I like that. Emerald Maverick sounds like
that's a good
cool
wrestling name.
Name,
yeah.
Well, that's better than a wrestling name. Emerald Maverick. It sounds like Emerald Maverick the Fourth.
You sound like you should be a member at Lord's. What about the putter pest, Damien from Bribey? How many weeks till Queensland make it three in a row because New South Wales don't have the same fire in the jersey? Damien?
He's trying to fire you off, isn't he?
You're a jerk.
I saw that little clip while I was in Vietnam.
What about Rat? Born in New South Wales, bagging New South Wales.
Yeah. I think he played New South Wales 19s, didn't he? Or 17s or something?
So, Rat, why did you play for Queensland? Well, because we used to holiday on the Gold Coast. Well, I should be playing for Bali.
So Damien the putter pest, he says, Sylvan Beach, Bribey Island, life doesn't get any better. I know, it's where the Bribey Island Hotel is.
Yeah, well, we
built it.
You lived at it, didn't you?
We lived in all the pubs we owned, but Bribey Island Hotel, I saw one of the greatest fights I've ever seen in the history of my life. It was my dad and the duty manager against five rodeo riders. They all came in for a pretty heavy night and they ended up with pretty heavy heads.
Cam, no need to get jealous. I reckon Woogie would carry Cam Murray around Disneyland on a rickshaw, but not before lathering sunscreen all over him first.
Mate, that's a little bit what it'd be like. It's embarrassing.
Jealousy's a curse.
Mm. Afternoon, gents. Michael
Mate,
says.
Can you, Cam Murray,
Cam Smith. Bobblehead.
Keeps
well, if
falling
he didn't have
off
such
computer,
a massive head.
It is a big melon.
So, we've got one here. Michael says, good afternoon, gents. My wrestling name would be Preston Point Mucho.
Lovely.
Preston Point.
So Preston Point Road, says, I'd imagine, or street.
Yeah.
And the dog's name or cat's name was Mucho.
Mucho.
Yeah, nice. Mm. Keep those coming through. Just some more news today. Adam Reynolds has got himself an extra year at the Broncos, the skipper, till the end of 2025. It's risky, isn't it?
Well, one, it depends on the price that they agreed to, and from all reports, he has stayed for that extra year for quite a substantial pay cut. So based on that, and I'm pretty sure that Kevvy Walters and co. wouldn't be expecting him to play 25 games plus finals. So if you were saying to Adam Reynolds that we need you to at least play 15, 16 games, 17 games, barring injury, of course, and and just basically try and cotton wool him through those seats because he's more important in those big games.
Well, what about this then? Would you?
It's all about the price. And obviously they've agreed to a really good price on their salary cap, but also the transitional role going into coaching after it is the one that's more appealing.
Oh, that'd be so valuable to any young Broncos coming through. What about this though? Given his age and where his body is at the moment, would you just play him this year with home games and those vital away games and then just use this to bring Jock Madden through a bit more?
You know, it sounds, your theory is right, but when you're dealing, and I know that the performance staff will have a big say in it, like they do in rugby league these days. It's good in theory, but you're dealing with an athlete that wants to be there for his team. And I know it's
easy. Then he want to be there for 2 years, won't he? It preserves his body a bit.
34 in July.
Yeah, but he's got those dodgy hamstrings.
And lower back.
Yeah.
But you know what? Anyone can be injured in any game. We see that through trials. We see it through the All-Stars and in the Māori games and whatever it may be. And it's not ideal. And I know he's got ongoing sort of problems. And they can monitor those through his training in the week.
Mm.
Just let him train at the back end of weeks. They really monitor the way he trains early on in the week. And it makes sense to say, hey, listen, we don't want you to play this week against, let's just say for argument's sake, the Panthers are coming last, which they wouldn't be, but just to use them as an example, we don't want you to play against the Panthers this week. Well, I know you don't want me to play, but we're on a bit of a roll. I'm feeling really good.
But what I'm saying, he plays those big games. Anyway, what do you think? 0457 736 736. By the way, I've got Adam Reynolds' wrestling name. It's Red Hill Reno.
No, that's not his first.
I'm just trying to do some gear here.
So
I've got to go to a break.
So Budster Bogan River. So Bogan or Boggan River, if that's true. Is that true? So I think it's out around the Burke region.
Oh, is it?
Okay.
Yeah, nice. All right, I've got to go to a break. When we come back, one of our guests tonight from the Sharks, unbelievable player, Ronaldo Militalo, joins us next here on Sports Day.
The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment.
Now comes out Talakai. Mulitalo sets sail. Gets there. Ronaldo Mulitalo has a double.
Oh, look, not only is he a fantastic finisher on the footy field, I'm going to go early. I know we're up to the second week of the trial, Sats, but I'm going to say he's got the best name in the game. Ronaldo Mulitalo joining us on Sports Day from the Mighty Sharks. Ronaldo, welcome, mate.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's also a great name. It's a great name, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's an outstanding
sporting name.
Yeah.
It is.
A good celebrator too. I like your celebration. Now, Ronaldo, of course, you grew up in New Zealand, but I was just telling the guys off air, I was involved in one of the 17th franchise bids and I was out the west of Brisbane, out towards Ipswich. And I went to Ipswich High and I said, we wanted them to be the school if we got the license. And there's a big frame on the wall with one of your Sharks jerseys and a sign signed by yourself. And Ipswich High was your teenage upbringing, wasn't it, with rugby league?
Yeah, like obviously managed to learn my craft there and I had a great coach there, school coach that mentored me through my pretty young days. And I'm always kind of one to give back to the people that turned around and gave me a hand to be where I'm at now. So it's always good to get back there, and I still hold a pretty close connection with the school. So something I'm proud of.
Oh, that's good to hear. I guess what are the differences between living in Ipswich and Cronulla, Ronaldo?
a couple of the boys in Cronulla give me a bit of stick about coming from Ipswich a little bit, but. Obviously love Cronulla, love being next to the beach. Can't complain too much out here. Obviously a different demographic, but it's good. Can't complain. I like to go back home and visit the family, but it's all right. It's not too bad out here, I guess.
Beautiful. It's beautiful. Ipswich is nice as well.
Yeah, actually, can I a further question to that? We talk about rugby league expansion all the time, an 18th team. Would you like to see an NRL license based out in the west of Brisbane? Do you think it deserves a team?
I reckon it'll be massive for them, the area. Obviously, the great Alfie Lang come from there as well. I think it'll just be big for the whole town. I remember when the Ipswich Jets won it as well. I forgot what year it was. Might have been 14 or something, 15. I know just how big it was for the whole area. Everyone got behind it. They're a big footy town, so I reckon it'll be good for them. I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully that they can be that 18th team to come in and do a job. But who knows? I always talk to all the Ipswich footy people out there, and they love it as well. So it's good, and fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Now, we spoke to Fitzy, your coach, a few weeks ago, Ronaldo, and he mentioned that your left-side centre partner, Sifa Talakai. Now, I'm looking at the teams this week, and you guys are Sharkies playing the Bulldogs, and you guys have named pretty much a full-strength side going up against the Bulldogs, as they have as well. But he also intimated to us that Sifa may spend some time in the back row this year as well. Has he been spending a bit of time in the centres in the back row in the pre-season?
Yeah, he's just been doing everything. I think for Big Boy, he's just trying to get his body right. I know the last year or so, he's been travelling with a fair few injuries. And you know, obviously, he's massive for us out of yardage. He's basically a cheat code. But it's just getting the Big Boy fit and moving and whatever position that is. I think he's pretty happy to play that role for the team and as long as we're winning games. But no, I still strongly believe his best position is at that centre. Not everyone will agree, but I think I know him personally. You can't just have one good year and then forget how to play that position. So about for him, I think it's just finding that consistency and getting back to full health and full strength. So really looking forward to seeing him get out this weekend and have a good crack at it and hopefully start the year with some confidence.
Imagine if you got sentenced to a prison term and you walked in and they said, here's your celly. And he's sitting on the bottom bunk and Sifa Talakai. No way.
Toby Rudolph would be worse, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I don't know which one I'll have out of those two.
He'd drive you insane, Toby. Now, Kiwi jersey. Big news today that Stacey Jones has been named as the Kiwi coach. Like it? I would think you would love being part of Stacey's camp.
Yeah, no, he's obviously Stacey's a legend. Like we had a good time last year at the end of the year, and I just think we kind of just said to the leadership crew and all of them, like, because they kind of asked us about who we wanted, and well, I think whatever suited best with the group, and I think we had a good group last year, and I think they kind of just wanted to keep us all together. So I backed Stacey to come in and do the job, and I'm pretty confident that if whoever plays good footy towards the back end of the year and he picks in to do a job for New Zealand, that they will step in and then do that. So we're looking forward to Stacey doing it. And then obviously he's a legend of New Zealand and the sport. I just can't wrap him enough. He's a legend of a bloke. Loves the beer as well, so even better.
Yeah, good. He's a great guy. Now, can I just go back to that game, that last game of the Pacific Championships? You scored the first try in that game. I think it might have been 10 or 12 minutes into the game to start that 30-0 defeat of Australia. Take us into the dressing rooms after the game, Ronaldo. To date, I mean, would that be the highlight of your career? Because you're only a very young man, but such a great achievement against a team like Australia.
Yeah, nah. Like, it was obviously the last 10 minutes or so, 5 minutes, we kind of knew we had it in the bag. And just, I think, chasing that donut was even more important for us, chasing the zero scoreboard. And now just to see the whole of New Zealand get behind us as well and in the changing rooms, how happy we were for Madge. Now, if anyone knows Madge, he's an intense dude. And to see him actually have a big smile on his face and let the shoulders down, that was good to see. And no one deserves more than him, as well as our captain, Fish. Just the ultimate professional. It was good to see him get some of that success as well for, obviously, his country that he's so proud of. And obviously celebrations, the beers were going on straight away and all the singing and dancing. And it was just a real happy moment. Every time I talk about it, I can't wipe the smile off my face. And easily one of the proudest moments of my career so far, and something that hopefully one day I'll turn around and tell my kids and my grandkids about.
Yeah, it becomes infectious when you win like that. When you play week to week, you want to try and reach that same happiness that you had at such an important time of your career. Now, I'm glad you said that about Madge, because we're huge Madge fans on the show here. Mm. He's an intense character, but he loves working with elite athletes, and that's what he had with you guys. But on the flip side of that, you mentioned James Fisher-Harris. He's an interesting skipper, because when you think about being a leader and a skipper, you think about this guy who's going to give a Churchillian speech and get you ready for the game. But he's one of the quietest men you'd ever come across. He doesn't really need to say too much, does he, Ronaldo?
Yeah, I think it's hard, because obviously everyone else doesn't see kind of inside of camp in that, like the true depth of what we go into. And I think that's the real growth. I think that's when we knew we're getting serious. Fish isn't a big talker, like you said, but when we had come to that camp, he made it pretty evident that he was going to be the one to lead our team through words and actions. And the whole way through, he just got, like, obviously, he's a three-time premiership winner, and he just guided us through as an ultimate professional, just held a standard, held the team accountable. And one of the main things for us was that he just put his foot down and was like, there's no one get on the piss this whole 3 weeks or get on the piss after we win it. And he just said that with so much conviction and confidence. And, you know how these camps go. You get to those camps and, you know, you want to enjoy a beer with the guys. And I think it's also as well the best way to, one of the best ways to get to know your teammates as well as on the beers. But for that to be taken away, we had to find other ways to do it. And Fish made sure that he didn't just lead us on the field, but off the field as well. And he just managed to galvanize the group, which was important in a short time span. So it really wrapped for him and just shows the character he is and the kind of leader he is. And I think after we lost to Australia and Melbourne, we could just feel that disrespect that we felt. And we knew we worked hard to get to that point. And Fish was just, I remember him just saying to us, just keep it in the memory bank, keep it in the memory bank. We're going to get them. And obviously, sure enough, we come good towards the end of the tournament at the right time.
And who's going to who's got the guts to disrespect him as a skipper? Hey,
exactly. You're not going to. He's alpha.
Oh, mate, can I take you away from footy for the moment? You do a bit of charity work, and I noticed online that you do some stuff for Stepping Stone House. What led you to do a charity like that, Ronaldo?
For myself, it's more so just that youth trauma. And most of these kids are battling on with things that are uncontrollable, right? And I think the thing I love about rugby league is that the game doesn't discriminate. You know, we come from all kind of backgrounds, all ethnicities and all walks of life. And for some of these kids, they've just really been dealt, you know, some bad cards. And for us, for myself, I always said that when I get the opportunity to help out, when I get to a bit where I'm a bit successful, I'm going to turn around and make sure that I help every single person I can. And obviously, we're going to be only relevant for a little bit. And while I'm relevant, I want to make sure that I spread the things that matter in life. And those are the future of our, the kids that are the future. So I want to make sure I stuck to my word there, and I promised my mom and my family that I would always never look past any of that, and then I'll help anyone that struggles. And I just love putting smiles on faces, and that's one way of doing it. And I just don't look at stopping. Even past my career, I want to make sure that I wasn't just known as a footy player, but the guy that served this community with everything he had, and that's the most important thing to me.
Mate, awesome. You've just given me chills just listening to that. And a lot of the time, Ronaldo, we hear about all the rubbish that goes on in the game and the media blow-up BS situations and whatnot. But you know what we don't do enough, Sats? We don't celebrate what the players do in their own time. And there's a wonderful example of it, mate. Good, well done. Good on you for doing that. You take on the Bulldogs this Friday night at Belmore. Geez, Belmore Sports Ground. I remember watching so many games sneakily as I'd go past on the old Red Rattlers, on the old trains going past Belmore. Mate, full strength?
Yeah, it'll be good for us. I remember last year we had a trial and it got fiery in that trial as well. So really looking forward to this one as well.
Beauty.
Now, Brandon Smith, Kiwi teammate. He had a shot at you, didn't he, a couple of years ago through that whole Queensland Maroons fiasco? And when he went into camp, didn't he have a cheeky swipe at you about here comes the Queenslander?
Yeah, we all know Brandon's a bit of an idiot and he's good at breaking the ice as well. So we've got that kind of relationship. It was pretty funny. I've never met Brandon properly before that. And I walked into camp and I was just like, this could be anything. Obviously, the whole saga went on and I was like, don't know how to feel. Madge made me feel comfortable, but obviously, everyone knows you've got to earn the respect of the locker room. And I walked in and off cheese goes, oh, that's bloody fake Queenslander, blah, blah, blah. It was a good giggle and get it out of the way. So I was happy about that.
Ate you over that? That I mean, that was...
Oh, well and truly, yeah.
Yeah,
good.
No
animosity to anyone. It is what it is. And I still support Queensland and love them still, so...
As a Blues supporter, I was delighted. I got to tell you. All right, mate. This is the pressure cooker moment of the interview. Sats has got some pretty tough questions
There's
for you, mate.
There's a lot of NRL players that have run away from this segment. It's called the blowtorch. Blowtorch, okay? So what's an event over... Let's just use the Super Bowl as an example, Ronaldo. If you had two tickets to Super Bowl,
One for you.
One for you. You can only take one other teammate. Who would it be?
I'm taking Toby Rudolph for sure.
Unbelievable.
You might get locked up.
Oh, yeah.
Is he?
Yeah, I just know you'd be the party, so I'm going with him.
Is he the same person for the next question as well? Who's the one player you'd love to mute, just turn on mute for 24 hours?
Oh, definitely Royce Hunt. He's got shit chat, so definitely Royce Hunt.
Okay. So you go into a comedy club and the comedian for some reason falls sick and they said, we need someone from the crowd to get up and just do like a 15-minute comedy skit to make everyone laugh and keep everyone entertained. Who's the player?
Sione Katoa. He can't speak English properly, so it's even better.
Be like Fui Fui Moi Moi.
Exactly. Yeah. Fui Fui Moi Moi will be up there, beauty.
Oh, that's funny. So first to leave on Mad Monday?
Brittany Nakora. He's always smoke bombing it, so wouldn't go for a drink with that bloke.
Yeah, wow.
Okay, do you have a sister, Ronaldo?
I've got a little sister, yep.
Okay, when your sister is old enough and she's an adult, okay.
Yep.
If there was one player that you would trust to walk her home after a night on the drink, who would it be?
Definitely Dale Finucane.
Yeah.
Finucane.
He'd also have a guitar somewhere.
He'd sing it all the way home.
Yeah, too nice of a guy.
Definitely Dale Finucane or Cam McInnes.
Yeah,
two
nice.
Lovely blokes.
Yep. Best right. dancer?
Yeah, a little tricky Trindle, Braden Trindle.
Oh, really?
Nice. He's a little freaky. Yeah, he's a little freaky sucker on the dance floor.
Yeah, good stuff.
All
awesome.
Right. Mate, it's been an absolute pleasure having a chat to you where you must be just chanting at the bit 2 weeks away from the start of the NRL season. Well, 3 weeks for you guys. We've got to wait for ground zero or round zero to play itself out in Vegas. Mate, all the best. It's been a pleasure chatting to you, Ronaldo Mulitalo. Thanks for joining us on Sports Day, mate.
Cheers, fellas. Thank you. Have a good one.
We're back. The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Yeah, welcome back to it. Sats and Jace here tonight. And I tell you, off the back, Sats, of Crichton becoming the skipper of the Bulldogs. Thanks to Schauser, the environmentally friendly dog wash that gives back to the community. I want to find out from our club legends, what are some of the best captain pre-half or post-game speeches by any local captain playing club footy?
Mm.
All right, want to hear it. 0457 736 736 1300 01 1170 or 8833 if you're in New Zealand. Sats, hold on to your story. I want to hear it shortly, okay? No doubt you'll
have
one.
It's not a funny one.
No doubt it involves Craig Gower.
Yeah, but it's actually really motivational from a guy that didn't talk.
We want to hear it, all right? Is our Schauser Club Legends, the environmentally friendly dog wash that gives back to the community. This is amazing. Get one put into your footy club too. $5 from every dog wash goes back to your club.
Good revenue.
I can't believe it.
Hey, a lot of love there for Ronaldo. We'll get to those next text messages.
All right, got to go to another break. We'll get back to it in just a moment. This is Sports Day.
The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Welcome to it. Second hour. Scotty Sattler, Jason Matthews here. Coming up shortly, Bo Fermor's Titans fans. Stand by because he's one of my favourite players at the Titans, and I can't wait to see him and David Fifita on
would
the field.
I think he would have gone close to playing, probably not in the 17, but the way he played 2022 in a side that didn't travel that great.
Yeah.
I thought he would have been part of their 18 or 19 in 2023, but unfortunately the ACL kept him out.
Mate, I think, I actually think he's been in some sort of camp already this year.
He got named in like a... At the start of every year, for 2001, I think was the first year, they used to name an Origin extended squad. You'd meet for a weekend or a day, and you'd just basically just get together and go.
Is that just a Queensland thing?
Queensland started it. New South Wales, I think, do theirs as well. But Queensland started back in 2000. Wayne Bennett started it with the Queensland Academy of Sport. He started naming potential Queensland players to come into to camp and you spend like the weekend together.
Yeah, nice. Mm. It's pretty good bonding experience.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, it was really good.
Epic has arrived, the all-electric 7-seat Kia EV9 and Nutrient Ag Solutions. Going further for Australian farmers, bring you Sports Day. Coming up soon, as I said, Bo Furmore. He's chanting at the bit to play this weekend for the Titans. They've got 17 new players. 17
Did you say
players.
Chanting at the bit?
Yeah, is it champing at the bit as well?
Champing.
He's champing and chanting.
At the
He's at home now going, hum-bum-bum-bum-hum-ba. He's chanting. Oh, shut up, Sats. Just eat you. What disgusting thing are you eating tonight?
I got mince and broccolini and the sweet potato. It's sweet potato, sorry.
Did you say potato?
Yep.
Hey, we're just talking about before the break.
Yeah.
The wonderful new thing called Showser, where they'll go and build a dog wash at your sporting club.
At their expense.
At their expense. And then in turn, from every dog wash, you get $5. The guide dogs get $1.
Mm-hmm.
And we're hearing some clubs making $20,000, $25,000 a year.
It's great revenue, isn't
it? It's good.
Especially when there's so much, I suppose, disdain for a lot of registration fees these
days. Equipment's not cheap.
Yeah.
Insurances. No, it's one of the cleverest things I've actually heard, Sats.
I agree.
Shark
tank it.
We should. Well, they don't need to. I think they're flying, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
So because we like to fight with Showser, the environmentally friendly dog wash that gives back to the community. We like to talk about local legends. And I did mention before, what about those coaches that have given stirring speeches before a game or even after a game?
What about non-speeches?
What do you
want to hear a non-speech?
Yeah.
Now, some of the listeners would have heard this before, okay, but in 1993, we were playing Canberra in Canberra. And we're getting beaten 36-0 at half time.
Oh, this one.
Like the great Canberra side.
Yep.
You Belcher at fullback and Mal and Ruben Wickie was a young player that just came in. And great player, great team. And Steve Wilders. Anyway, so it's 36-0 and we're sitting in the dressing shed waiting to hear from the greatest player of all time, the King, Wally Lewis, who was the coach. He's going to give us a speech to try and get us back up for the second half.
Yeah, nice.
Let's win the second half, and that takes us into next week.
Correct.
Yeah, we may not win the game.
Oh, this speech
would
have been
great. Let's win the second half.
What are you saying?
How are we going to do it, Wally? This is the way we're going to do it. So we're all sitting there and we're getting our drinks and put the towels on your neck because you're hot. No, Wally. So Brent Todd gets up and gives us like some sort of speech to say, guys, it's all about pride now. And anyway, we finish the game. We get beaten. I think it was 64-6. Anyway, we go back to the airport, Canberra Airport, and as we're checking in at the Qantas check-in area, the lady goes, oh, we saw Wally here earlier on. What are you talking about? Oh, he caught the earlier flight out. So he made his way from the grandstand where the coach was sitting. They didn't have coach's boxes.
Yeah.
Down the stairs. He didn't actually go down to the dressing. He kept going out the gate into a cab and caught a plane home.
That's awesome. I love that. I love that. If you've got one that beats Sats's, any local coaches who have ripped into you or been really positive with a speech of some description, let us know. Thanks to Showser, our local club legends. Install a Showser into your footy club and start fundraising today. Showser.com.au. If that Cam Smith bobblehead falls over one more time, I tell you what, I'm going to throw him out. Jeremy from West Pennant Hills. G'day, mate.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Good, mate. Good.
Good, mate. Good to speak to my favourite people again.
Mate, what? Excuse me. Wait. You sound like R2-D2. What's going on with your phone? Or CP3O? I don't know. Whichever one it is.
We'll blame Telstra.
Okay. That's better. Whatever you're doing now, leave it like that.
Okay, all right. I just thought I'd ring up and say how much of a fantastic person it was speaking to Ronaldo Militalo. He was amazing, wasn't he?
Isn't he what?
Yeah, good kid.
What?
Yeah, really good kid.
Really, really good kid.
Mate, it's great. And it's great for us to talk to people like that, Sats. But
for fans, we've got a lot of, Stepper from Redcliffe, Jeremy's saying, what a great interview, what a great young man, and Kiwi Joe says, great interview, legend. What an impressive young man he is, crime scene says. But we've also got this one here where, here it is, yeah, it's Snackers in Canberra saying, lads, lovely interview with Ronaldo. I just wish he'd stop being a mouth on the field. I want to like him when it's, yeah, but in saying that, what I mean to say is that you get to know players in interviews and you have a different perception of them, don't you, when you hear them talk about everything other than rugby league, yeah. Right.
It needs to be competitive if you're playing professional sport. So, you know, like you can't sort of feed in for that, can you?
No. And, mate, and again, what he does off the field and all that sort of stuff. And, oh, mate, I love it. I love it. And, it's the best part of our job, isn't it, Sats?
Yeah, absolutely. It's getting amazing to know them, yeah.
All right, Jeremy. Thank you, mate.
Thank you, buddy.
All right. Para for top four this year.
Jeremy.
Did you say para drinking. Top four? Seriously, yeah.
Yeah, you've got
it's still daylight.
Stop. Yeah.
Are you serious?
There you go. That's what Daddy thinks. Right. See you, Jeremy.
Record it. We'll come back to it. See ya.
Bye. He's been drinking, clearly. Here we go. The all-new, reinvented Glenn the Newcastle reality king is on the line. No more of this rubbish that you filled his head with, Sats. He's back to being himself. Glenn, welcome to Sports Day.
Thanks, Justin. Hello, Jungle Sats.
How are you, buddy?
Brett, listening at home, and the Vadster, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Well, back to the original rating-smashing format. So here goes, from the real big dog.
So he's got a kick.
I've had a little maths update. Let's start with Tori and Jack, who told his mate that if they haven't slept together by couples week,
yes,
that whoever she ends up with can sleep with her. And that's in inverted commas and using nice terms. Like Jack, like you, Jack, you can't like say that, mate. You never hear Judge Judy struggle for a word and have to replace
it.
He's going well, isn't he?
Hey, Glenn, do you ever get down to the Merriweather baths?
No, Newcastle baths, mate.
What about have you had a bath?
Had a bath this morning, actually, Justin.
Oh, nice. Could you imagine? Who's dying? And has one of your girlfriends gotten out of the basement?
Mate, that's not my girlfriend, mate. That's a new fella.
What?
Hang on, what's going on here?
He's back.
New housemate. He's a chef. He cooks good meals.
Wow.
Good. Right. Okay.
Learning a lot about you tonight.
Yeah.
Are we, Glenn?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Yeah. What a turn up on Dance Mums this morning. 1 week out from Nationals. And with a spot.
He's back.
Oh,
he's back. How good is it?
I love him. He is iconic.
Yeah. That's the iconic. See, we've let him loose.
Mm.
Yep. Don't count your leotards yet, just Nia, as Miss Abby still has the final.
Is the chef wearing leotards now? Is he?
Hey.
Mm. Hey,
I don't know what to do.
The Rat also said, great work, Woogie. We need to emphasise the great stuff NRL players do. Yeah, with Ronaldo.
Are you right? Who said that?
Rat.
So can I just don't take a mouthful of your food and then read out a text? I just work with a bunch of bums around here, apart from Daddy. He's good.
Mm.
Mike from Callum Vale in Brizzy. How are you, Mike?
Yeah, good day, mate. I can't really follow that, but...
Mike, you've got to be better than you were last time.
Come on, Mike.
Yeah, I know. I was annoyed that motorbikes were going down.
Oh, no, Mike. Mike, don't make me play the music. Right. What can I help you with?
Right.
Well, Desi.
No, all I can do, you were talking before about coaches like just shooting through.
Yep.
Like Wally ran through the car park and got on a plane. Do you remember... Des Hasler he actually did turn up and gave a very short speech and then went through, took the door.
Yes.
Left through the door and it fell off and nearly hit Jamie Lyon.
Yeah, Parramatta That's Stadium. Right, yeah, nearly hit Jamie Lyon. That was one of the great blow-ups, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, well, that's mine. Hey, you know how you were talking about champing at the bit before?
Yes.
No, it was chanting. Chanting at the bit.
All right. Yes.
Yeah, I thought it was chomping. But there's another one that people do.
Yeah, that's actually right. It's chomping.
Chomping a bit.
Yeah.
they say early doors instead of early days.
Ah,
early
nice.
Doors. I've never heard of that one.
All right, Mike, yeah. we've got to go, mate. We've got Bo Fermor standing by. Oh. Is that all, buddy? Sorry, I can't blow Bo off.
It doesn't.
Call us tomorrow night.
We're not on.
Yeah, I will, mate.
Okay, don't mate. Worry. Talk to you then.
Yep. See
you.
Oh. Why do you have to? You can't say that to people.
Well, we've got Bo Fermor waiting by.
Yeah.
All right. No, I like Mike. I like Mike. Rightio. Should we do it?
Fistful of 50 says, put 1,000 on Tigers versus Dragons grand final. You heard it here first.
Who?
970. Every night he's got about four or five different names, and I love it.
I love text.
Fistful
from Cam.
Of 50s. Yeah.
What about Cam's test? Text. Glenn is actually Buffalo Bill. That's Silence of the Lamb, isn't it? That's what they. Oh, God. Rightio, here we go. Brimson played it beautifully, opened up this hole. There's a chance on the outside. Fermor throws the dummy. I don't need the outside men, says Bo Fermor. And the Gold Coast Titans, out of nowhere, had their first points.
He's one of our favourite Titans. And, of course, it is Titans Takeover today. It's a membership day today. I'll tell you more about that real soon, but he's one of our favourite players, and I can't wait to eventually see this bloke and David Fifita on the field at the same time. He might have to wait 4 weeks with Fifita facing an injury. This bloke's been out for a year. Bo Fermor, welcome to Sports Day.
No, thanks for having me.
Hey, Bo, can we get one thing straight really early on in the season? Because it's all about pronunciations now with players' surnames. Is it Fermor or Fermor?
Fermor, the first phrase.
Thank
said
you.
It.
Good stuff.
Is that what I
yeah,
said?
Yeah, that's what you said. It's oh, what yeah, Brenton Speed just said, the commentator.
I couldn't imagine it being Fermor when you're from Dolby.
Yeah.
Nah, that's right. It sounds a bit too upper class for Dolby.
Certainly does. Mate, feel the energy this NRL season as a Gold Coast Titans member. I'll tell you more about a great deal you got going at the moment for the Titans. But, mate, I guess the big question straight off the bat, how's Desi been for you in this preseason?
No, he's been really good. I'm really enjoying being coached under Desi, and I think as everyone knows, Desi's he's quite intense and demands success and to be at your best every day, which has been really good for us. I think he brings that hard nosed winning edge, which is probably something that we've lacked. We've let some games slip softly without having that hard-nosed edge, and I think that's something that we've been working really hard at this preseason under Desi, and hopefully it starts to translate out onto the field.
And for you individually as well, at the end of 2022, many, including myself, were predicting you play Origin in 23. Of course, you hurt your knee this time out last year, 12 months out. You're finally getting back on the field this week when you're playing the trial at North Ipswich Reserve, Bo. Obviously, you're excited, but is a little bit of nerves as well about coming back?
Not as much as I thought, to be honest. I've been pretty much full training the whole pre-season, and pretty much post-Christmas we've been doing some pretty game-like opposed sessions. So I've been playing game-like footy for probably four or five weeks now. So I've kind of ripped that Band-Aid off. So, I mean, a game's a little bit different, but I'm more excited than anything just to get out there and tackle someone other than my mates. I'm sick of having to tackle Tino at training. So looking forward to actually tackling someone that's not on my own team.
The man that puts the best bumper bars up, Tino, the big elbows, the big forearms. Now, when you're training and playing, you're really just worrying about your own game and, you know, what place you could play in the side and how you can improve. But being injured and having the ability just to sit back and sometimes in the coach's box, have you had a chance to look at the game from a completely different perspective and the opportunities that are actually out there for you?
Yeah. Like you said, I had the opportunity to sit up in the coach's box for a few games last year and just to see what the coaches see from up there. And kind of made me, I did a whole lot of learning as well in the time off of places that I could inject myself into the game more. And like you said, sometimes when you're out on the field, you don't see those opportunities when you kind of take a back seat and have a look from afar. So, I mean, it sucks not being able to play, but yeah, I've learned plenty of stuff being able to watch and watching other back rowers play. I spent a lot of time doing that to see where I could improve my game and little bits and pieces I can take from other players.
Have you played with Kieran Foran before?
I played the one trial, this trial last year, which was my last game I played with him, and that's the only game I've played.
Well, you're back this week. The 17 Titans plays in this week from the trial last week. And by the way, how impressive were those kids last week? I mean, 16 of the 22 that played the Dolphins had never played first grade rugby league before. And you easily, I think you guys won the first half and they just got over you in the second half. Are you excited about, after seeing what happened with with David Fifita and Foz last year, you excited about the opportunities for you this year feeding off Foz?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, Dave and Foz had an unreal combination last year. So, yeah, hopefully being in the same team as Foz and along with Tanner playing with Foz for a year, he's improved out of sight as well. So playing alongside those two boys is, only going to be beneficial for me running off them, which is going to be really good.
How are the old legs of Kieran Foran going?
Nah, he's going all right for an old fella. He looks after himself pretty well and the club look after him. So he's going really well, hopefully in for a really big year.
I feel sore when I just watch him walk.
Yeah.
Kieran, it looks like he's walking on broken glass, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Hey, Mal Meninga's always been a huge fan of yours. And, of course, when you're at Newcastle and you had a knee operation there as well, and here's the reason why you came to the Gold Coast. And obviously he's got a fair bit of pull in and around the Origin arena, but you've been included in those Origin squads, those extended squads, which must give you a huge amount of confidence, Bo, leading into this year.
Yeah. I've been asked this before, and I wasn't really expecting to be in that extended squad at the few weeks ago when we had our camp, and obviously after being out for 12 months, and there's plenty of Queensland back rowers playing really well. So to obviously I was in camp in 2022, and to be included in that squad again from the coaching staff, and that, yeah, I was really really grateful and privileged to be back in around that group, and it only made me that fire burn a little bit brighter to hopefully get in there, whether it's this year or the coming years, to work really hard to get a game in that Queensland jersey.
Now, I love the move for AJ Brimson in centres. I think he's going to make a tremendous strike centre, which I think the Gold Coast is really needed in the last couple of years. But I've got to say, I know Jaden Campbell's out injured and will probably miss the first few weeks of the season, possibly. But knowing you have that depth there, you got young Kinney as well, Keanu Kinney, it'll be great to see them just go head-to-head when both of them are fully fit.
Yeah. We know what JC can do. He's a freak. He can do things on the footy field that I don't think any other player can do. And Keanu's a bit the same. Keanu's a bit more of a electric runner than JC, with JC's quality ball playing. Keanu's more of a runner, but having to defend Keanu at training is near impossible. He's so fast on his feet, and a lot like your Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, when they step, they don't seem to change pace at all. He can step at a million miles an hour and turn people inside out. So he obviously got a taste of NRL last year, and that's only build his confidence going into this preseason. So, I'm not sure how many games JC will miss at the start of the year, but, yeah, Keanu will get his opportunity, and hopefully he takes it with both hands. And then, like you said, JC and Keanu are fighting for that number one spot because, to make our team play the best, we need that healthy competition.
Now, is this the end of the series stuff?
No, well, firstly I want to ask you about Desi, because you asked earlier on, but is he intimidating? Like, when he first came into the place, was everyone a little bit intimidated by Desi?
Well, he moved the furniture around the office for starters.
Yeah. There's a bit of intimidation.
He ripped the whole office out. He redesigned.
That's great.
I was a little bit scared to start with. Didn't know how to approach him. And because the younger boys obviously start a couple of weeks earlier than us older fellas. So, they said that they copped a spray on the first day, so I was a little bit nervous to go in there. And but no, he's obviously he's let a few sprays go, but I think he's he's very different to what he portrays himself in the media. He loves to have a joke with the boys, and no, he's a lot different to what I thought it was. It's not all yelling and screaming. There's a softer side to him and a jokey side, but when things need to get done, he certainly makes sure they do.
I can't believe you just explained yourself as an older fella. You're 25, for Christ's sake. Hey, now is your missus still mowing the lawn?
Monique, mate, not missus.
Well, we saw on your social media while you had your knee operation, she was mowing the lawn.
And he was so proud to put up the photo. Oh,
I think it's outstanding.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah.
Yeah, that was one and done. I was hobbling around a few weeks after that mowing the lawn by myself. So that was a one time thing. She didn't look too comfortable doing it and was complaining that it was too noisy and the fumes smelt, and it was like pulling toenails getting her to do it.
And I don't want to sound rude, but they just can't do it properly, can they? They leave grass
don't
all
bring
over the lawn.
I've got a certain pattern that I do it in, and it's a bit therapeutic. I put my earphones in and listen to podcasts or music, and it's a bit of just a bit of therapeutic down being able to mow the lawn yourself.
Oh. Okay, actually, your bobblehead just fell off my
you know why?
My computer.
Because the head's Jesus, massive. Your head's massive on your bobblehead.
So the Titans got these bobblehead players now. They're
That's
pretty cool.
The scale.
Actually.
Yeah. It's the scale that
it's huge.
That head size. So
Hey, so based on your pattern around your mowing your lawn, now I'm big on this. I used to love when I used to have big lawn to mow. I used to spend a lot of time on it. So a big question here about whether we actually get you on the show again. This is the way you answer will decide. Do you mow first, whippersnipper second, or vice versa?
It's the other way.
I whippersnipper first and then mow second, so I can pick up the clippings from the whippersnipper.
Exactly.
No.
Mate, so when you mow and then you whippersnipper, you got all the clippings left. What do you do?
You're wrong.
No, you. Well, what
you
happens?
You whippersnip first, and then you mow the rest of the inside.
That's what we said.
No, sorry, you mow first, and then trim the edges at the end.
But then, what do you do with all the grass clippings?
That's where your blower comes into it.
Oh, you're rich. Mm. I forgot about
that. Yeah, but then I feel like you're just double handling.
Yeah, there we go. No, you are.
Create an extra job for
yourself.
You're wrong.
You're right, Bo.
You're a crap player, crap guest. You never come on again.
quick question from the evil twin Aria. Am I allowed to ask this?
You're going to do it anyway.
She wants to know when Miss Monique's coming back to school.
Oh, she's a teacher, isn't she?
Yeah, she taught her in grade 7.
Well, she had a baby a week ago, so not for a while. Yeah, we had our second baby.
Oh, wow, good stuff.
Yeah, last Tuesday. So, not for a little while yet.
So, what'd you have, Bo?
We had another boy, two boys now.
Oh, how good's that?
Oh, that place is going to be
how
a nightmare.
That,
that
yeah.
is going to. She's not going back to school as a teacher.
Miss O would be filthy. Two boys.
Yeah. No, she was after the first boy, Cooper. He's a bit of a madman. So I think she's dreading when Herbie, our newest one, he gets to about two and starts wanting to tackle and everything like that.
Yeah, good stuff. Named after Herbie Farnworth. That's awesome. Hey,
Well, he's the best looking player in the NRL.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Bo didn't make the.
Oh,
you didn't make the top 100?
No, not with a head like that.
No, I was pretty cut by it, actually.
Mate,
Brandon Smith was in there.
I know. No,
Blake Laurie and
Blake Laurie.
Cam McGinnis was in it.
Oh, that'll do me. See, Dalby. Dalby's famous for not producing great looking men like yourself and Andrew McCulloch.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Do they know who Andrew McCulloch is in Dalby?
I don't think they do.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Hey, really quickly before we go, of course, Charlie Webb was a proud Dalby boy and sadly passed away recently. I mean, you were born around 97, 98. Can you remember watching Charlie Webb as an ex-Dalby boy playing in the NRL?
Yeah, I used to, I can remember. I used to love when, back when they used to, the team list would come out and they'd say their junior club. And I remember me and my older brother used to always get excited when Carl would go up there and say Dalby Devils because we were playing for the Dalby Devils. It was always pretty exciting. And, yeah, obviously, terrible to see him go. I ran into him in Dalby over the off season, actually, just in the shopping centre, and had a chat to him for about 10 minutes. So, it was really, really sad to see him pass away.
Yeah, nice, nicely said, mate. Well, listen, all the best to you this year. We hope you get through unscathed. All the best to Miss Monique, and mate, congratulations on the birth of your second boy. A lot of stuff going on in the Firmore household at the moment. And by the way,
what sort of stuff are you talking about?
Well, obviously something happened.
Yeah.
We know how you're recovering, mate, from your dodgy knee.
Actually, he would have still been
under... Yeah, there wasn't a whole lot to do in the last 12 months. So.
Well, like, he would have been quite incapacitated after his knee operation.
So I know what you're saying.
Because you've got to go through, like, 9 to 10 months.
Yeah, so like,
there wouldn't have been
not
a lot,
moving?
There wouldn't have been a lot of movement from Bo.
So she mowed the lawns about 9 months ago, too, I noticed on Instagram. So, hey, today, Titans Takeover, score a Queensland Titans membership for just $59. Of course, you know about this, don't you, Bo? See the Titans taking Dolphins, Cowboys and Broncos at Cbus Super Stadium this year for less than $20 a game. And I tell you what, Bo Fumor will throw in a pie and a beer.
Yep.
As well. Conditions apply.
Yeah,
that's not going to happen. Plus, if you join today, you're going to the running to win two tickets to State of Origin at Suncorp.
And watch Bo play in Game 3
yes,
for Queensland.
But, of course, Bo, you'll be down 2-0 against the Blues at that stage. So, a bit of bad luck.
Yeah, I think it'll be wrapped up by then. We'll be going for 3 straight.
Yeah, righto. Get behind your team on the Gold Coast and feel the energy this season as a Titans member. Bo Fumor, thank you so much for your time on Sports Day, mate, and good luck.
No, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
The new refined 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. We're back. The new refined 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. Scotty Sattler, Jason Matthews here for your Thursday night. We're going to do a... Mate, that's it.
Cam, you're doing a head in.
No.
Not Cam, the listener. The Mount Isa Daisy.
No, just...
Cam...
Smith.
Cam Smith's a bobblehead.
Yeah, but don't put it there, mate. It's actually falling forward. For Ream, we're going to look at this weekend's footy. Of course, the World Club Challenge is on Sunday
Can't
morning.
Can't wait for that.
Yeah, me too. NRL trials as well. Bunnies, Roosters, Sharks, Bulldogs. That's the doubleheader at Belmore tomorrow. Could be moved to Sunday due to some storms.
George from Minto, he reported that a little bit earlier on.
Saturday, Storm versus Knights in Fiji. Nice junket. Mm. Warriors, Dolphins at Go Media in Auckland. Mountie v Broncos, Four Pines. Dragons v Tigers at Glenwillow Oval in Mudgee. They love their footy in Mudgee. Hello, if you're listening in to us down there, 2MG. Sunday, Wigan Warriors versus the Panthers, as you said, sat 6 a.m. that game. Raiders Eels at Seaford Oval. The
How
old Seaford.
That was a horrible ground to play at. It used to have really long, thick grass. And
it was always wet, wasn't it?
Well, they deliberately did it because you have to wear your long metal studs, your really long ones. And then when you had nowhere to run, you had guys like... Lazarus and Steve Walters and Bradley Clyde and those sort of guys are just waiting for you to come into their lair. It's a terrible place to play.
You could smell the DNA of Gary Belcher at Seaford Oval.
Gary Belcher's DNA all over the place.
Yeah.
It was
righto. Titans versus Eels at North Ipswich Reserve. Why are they playing at Ippy? Well, that's because they're a feeder club now. To the Titans. Which one of all of those games, apart from the World Club Challenge, are you looking forward to, Sats?
I'm looking forward to the Sharkies and Bulldogs. Sharkies, firstly, because we spoke to Ronaldo, and they've named a near-strength side, full-strength side, near full strength, I should say. Bulldogs also, and on the back of that earlier on, you talked about Stephen Crichton, who's been named skipper, Reid Marnie and Matty Burton were the co-captains before. He's been named skipper. Many people would sit back and go, I don't know about that. It's a strange one. New player coming in a new club, that doesn't matter. If things aren't working previously, you've got to make changes. And Cameron Seraldo was his assistant coach at Penrith. He knows him better than anyone.
Yep.
And although Stephen Crichton comes across as a bit of a larrikin, a bit like both he, Brian Toto and Jerome Luai are always the ones that were loud and being involved in a lot of the celebration, they sometimes don't come across as potential leaders, but Cameron Seraldo knows him better than anyone. He knows the effect that he can have on a playing group. So, I'll take Cameron Seraldo's word for it. And on the back of that, the Yak says, hey, Jason Sats, desperate Dogs fan here, quite happy Critter has been named captain. Burton thinks the world is flat. Not sure about Marnie, but takes the weight off both of them. Yeah, so you're right.
Marnie's due for a big year this year. It wasn't that good last year.
Yep. Also, 9-7, oh, fly kick to the nostrils says, I'm not sure about Crichton being the captain of the Bulldogs. He's on the fringe of the back line and can't lead the team from there. Well, he's only really got to lead them out of the tunnel. And
yeah,
his presence alone.
Well, we'll get to see, won't we?
Well, he's a big game player.
Yep, absolutely.
Comes up with big game plays.
Just quickly, Sats, before you do more text, I'm really looking forward to the Titans, the Eels. We saw the Titans last week. It's not just because I'm wearing one of their hats, which I got for free.
For the membership day, yeah.
They really impressed me last week. They only had 6 players that played first grade, 17 players coming back, although may not have much of Kieran Foran this weekend. So we'll see how, we'll keep an eye on that. But, mate, I'm looking forward to see what they look like at near full strength. They won't have Fifita and also Jaden Campbell, but Kinney at fullback.
Good player,
Mate, how really good is this player. Kid?
He's exciting.
If you get the chance to watch that game, 4 o'clock Sunday Arvo, that's daylight savings time, do so. He just absolutely blitzed it in the Q Cup last year.
Yeah, he's really good in the losing grand final last year. Hey, just on Kieran Foran, the Ratters text in and said, I got Foz's cash this morning at golf, Jock Sniffer. And he said, I also shot 2 under today. I'm back, baby.
He asked me to play golf with him tomorrow morning.
He's a flog.
No, he's lazy.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a job. Mate, don't forget, he did 5 days straight.
Oh, no.
He and I tomorrow, by the way, there goes both for more.
Oh, wow.
Oh, mate, he broke, stop.
Hope that's not a bad sign. He's actually broke off.
Oh, no. Another operation. This time, both. Listen, Rat and I tomorrow, the run home on SEN from 1 till 4 tomorrow ahead of the second T20 game, which you can hear live.
Where's
and exclusive.
And sugar?
Don't start.
Where are they?
Well, they don't work Fridays. Well, Fletch doesn't.
Is Sugar gone to another touch comp? Has he?
I don't know. You take that up with Sugar. You text it. Let's not have this discussion on air. But it'll be Rat and I tomorrow afternoon run home from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. On SEN, listen on the app or SEN in Sydney or Queensland. That's 1 to 4 Queensland time ahead of the second T20 game, which I can't wait to watch. Win weekly prizes and a major prize of an NRL Grand Final experience thanks to the brand of hot water that comes on steady, hot and strong ream. Visit nrltipping.sen.com.au. Don't forget to join the Sports Day comp. You all know what the code is by now. Once you've joined, you enter that in. Or you can look for it on Sports Day on X or click the SENQ bio on Instagram. Break time. We'll come back with some of your texts.
The new refined 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. We're back. The new refined 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
If you like Kia Coladas. How are you travelling without Beck, by the way? She's over in New Zealand.
Yeah, she is. Indeed. She's in Auckland at the moment.
She's going to the cricket tomorrow, isn't
she? She's going to the cricket tomorrow at Eden Park, which is the second game. Yep. Sell out, apparently, like the first one.
All right, I'm not falling for that again.
Yeah.
I think Ian Smith
left something. 50,000, I think. 48,000, Eden Park. Yeah.
It's not a happy hunting ground for Australia.
Has not been.
I don't know about cricket.
Well, you're talking about the Wallabies, aren't you?
Wallabies.
Yeah, it's been horrible for the Wallabies.
What about rugby league, Australian rugby league?
Haven't played a lot of games there.
Right.
Yep.
Anyway, that's on tomorrow. Check your local guides. SEN live and exclusive coverage of the second T20 between Australia and New Zealand. If it's anything like the first one, it should be a ripper. 4 o'clock tomorrow, Eastern Standard Time. Hour later, of course, if you're in New South Wales. 0457 736 736, our text number. Sats, I tell you what, the text machine is blowing up tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you whippersnip or you mow first, and I'm with Bo Furmore. You do whippersnip then mow because it catches the whippersnipper stuff. Done.
Well, honest John, the used car salesman, says Sats, for most of the time you make sense. Thank you, John. But I bet you London to a brick, whippersnipper first, mower second is the way to go. You're wrong. Plus, I love when State of Origin teams are read out. They mention their junior clubs. Yeah, I love that part of it as well. What else we got? Mickey G says, mow, snip, blow. That's why Mickey G's one of our best listeners.
Mickey, don't make me ban you. How the bus is going
Steve
tonight.
Says only flogs Mo and then whippersnipper. Well, he's you've got to learn how to write a sentence first, Steve, before you mow and whip, okay? Hey, only a flog mows than whippersnips.
Hey, interesting. How about this one here, guys, from Tiger Raymond?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, interesting that they may move the Belmore Oval games to Sunday due to the storms. Taylor Swift is also playing on Friday night at Belmore. Imagine if she played at Belmore.
How good would that be?
Canterbury Leagues. That'd be great. I just hope they don't move her to Tuesday. Also regarding Tigers feed Dragons at, or is that V at Mudgee? Can you believe the cheapest adult ticket is $28 and they're charging $50 to sit in a seat? Tiger.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's not cool.
It's not cool at all.
But I tell you what, my favourite ground, Sunshine Coast Stadium, I've whinged about that enough.
Oh, you spent a fortune for two horrible seats.
And all I could look at was the side of the grandstand. Mate, they were, I think tickets there the other night with on Sunday night, and it was a sellout, 10,000 or whatever, $30.
Yeah.
So.
You sound expensive?
I think so, for a trial.
For a trial match, yeah.
With probably. 16 first graders out?
Yeah.
It's a little expensive.
It's a big operational cost, you know, you got a lot of staff and. Did you do that on purpose, Woogie?
What?
Neil says, pronouncing Firmore the posh way.
Yeah, for more. Well, I'm posh.
It's actually Firmore.
But I am posh.
Spice.
Good gear.
Damien says, in Madge we trust, because we were talking about Madge earlier on.
No, it's not.
Madge, our Lord and Saviour.
No, it's
You've
not.
You've got a good one, I think. For a New South Wales fan, it's not in Madge we trust. It's
in Madge we must.
Yeah, I love that. That should catch on. So any of you Sydney journos that are listening to the show, Shamus, Karyanis, Hooper.
Mate, your mate, Kent, Prosenko. Hey, your mate Kenny's back on NRL 360.
Yeah, he's back
in Vegas.
So he should be. He's back to normal.
In Madge we must what?
In Madge we must. So it's not in Madge we trust as a New South Wales supporter. It's as a New South Wales supporter, we must win this next
pick
series. So in Madge we must.
Pick players in position.
Oi. Oi.
Shh. Is it like finish the sentence, is it?
How did you sneak in?
So Daniel from Prairiewood, Stormy Daniel says, Sats and Woogie, my wrestling name would be Kalora Shandy. I lived on Kalora Avenue in Fairfield West and Shandy was the name of my first golden retriever. Kalora Shandy is, that's quite a sexy name actually, Kalora Shandy.
Josh gets our text of the night, by the way.
What's he said?
The 5 minutes you've spoken about mowing is more than the Mowers Club ever has. Also, it's snip, blow, mow. Need to pick up all the edging clippings, don't you? Unless you want thatch. Thank you, Josh.
No, snip, blow, mow. Is that what he said?
Snip, blow, mow. Because what you do is you snip, blow all the stuff under the lawn, then you mow it all up.
That's ridiculous.
No, you don't know.
My wrestling name would be Michael Tossie from Neil at Quakers Hill. Lowe's Porky. My wrestling name, Kiwi Joe.
Right.
Lowe's Porky. What sort of pet know. Was Porky? Templeton Susie, Sharky T says.
Hey, can I just throw something out there? That Rugby Pacific Nations commercial.
Horrible.
It is the worst.
Is that the one for Stan? The advertisement for Stan?
No, I think it was for rugby. They were all in the ocean throwing the footy around.
Oh, it's got the Fijian hymn behind it, which sounds awesome.
Yeah, it does, but the
actual super, and Rats, I remember Rat messaged us on our group.
Yeah.
WhatsApp last week.
And said it's awesome.
No, he said it was awful, didn't
he? Oh.
No, so there's a Stan ad for Super Rugby. It's horrible. It's horrible.
Travis Kelce's going to,
I saw that. What's wrong with you?
He sounds like what? What is it? Who's the caller that called out just before? He sounds like.
I do not.
What, are you okay?
What? Travis Kelce, he's here to promote the Super Rugby. Yeah.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he's here.
That was them just making a joke.
I know. And I'm getting on the back of it.
Right. Yeah. You know what he's doing Saturday night? We've got to go to break. You know what he's doing Saturday night? I forgot to talk about it.
What?
Him and the Misso are sitting home Saturday night participating in a super coach draft.
How good.
Are you serious?
There'd be plenty of listeners who were jealous of that. The miss is in board. She's signed up. She's
are you serious?
Oh. She's got her own team this year.
What's her name?
Jamie.
Jamie, here's your chance.
run for the hills.
Blink twice.
Yes.
If you need us to get you out of it.
We can just quickly duck by, put you in a car, put you in a safe place.
I've actually got like two chances of winning.
Hey, that pet was a pet pig.
Oh, was it?
Okay. Westport, right. Which is in the west coast in NZ.
I've got to go to break. This is Sports Day.
The new, refined, seven-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. We're back. The new, refined, seven-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
About to wrap the show up right now, Satsi. Yes,
now, before we go, I want to try and get to a couple of more of these texts. Kambari Tiger, Moose said, would be his WWE name. But Rita the Maneater, because we wanted to give respect to the way you pronounce some of the Māori language.
Yes.
So phonetically, she's come back and said her WWE name would be Action Te Waipunamu. That's
okay.
Yeah, that's the Māori name that she sent through.
Okay.
I love that. Thanks, Rita. There's a Māori alphabet. Didn't realise that.
No, I didn't either. Hmm. Before we go, Daddy, you've got your thing on Saturday night. That'll be nice for you and the Miso.
Your draft. Yep.
Super draft.
What are you?
So can I just context here? I got drafted last out of 10 people last year, and I got runners up. So I'm pretty happy with that.
Okay. But more importantly, what horse dovers are you preparing for Saturday evening?
What do you mean?
Your missile will be going, is this me for the next 40 years?
Honestly. She loves
it. Hey, Jody from Goldie. Welcome to the show, Jody. Hey, guys, long-time listener. I think I might have sent a couple of texts. Love you all, Sats, Woogie, Rat, Daddy Vass. My wrestling name is President Snoopy. Also, can my name with you for the future be Jody from the Goldie? There you go, Jody from the Goldie.
Yeah.
Oh, is that another female?
Yeah, just make sure you put your name at the bottom because it takes a while to register the name and lock it into the system.
All right, we're up to six We're up to six female listeners.
What are they called?
Women?
No, what's their group them called?
I don't know. The Maiden Overs. Hey, listen, enjoy your Friday. Sats and Rat Monday night. I'll catch you on the run home tomorrow.
See you later.
Have fun Saturday night.